Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I packed up my makeshift studio and hit the road, only forgot an important piece. And so I'm outside pre-recording this, just as the sun's coming up over Lake Erie. This morning as I was spending time with God, I was doing so here on the lake shore and watching the sunrise. And the old hymn kept coming to mind of send the light, the blessed gospel light. The call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. And what an incredible thing for me to sit with God in nature whenever I get a chance, and to recognize that God's desire is that we would know His presence wherever we live, wherever we travel, wherever we are. And this morning as I spent time, I also was spending time in the devotional journal In Christ Alone. I have that on my Kindle, and so it travels with me. And today's topic is, In Christ, I am raised from the dead. And, you know, what an incredible thing. Last night we were able to watch the sun disappear over the horizon, appearing to be buried in the water. And this morning I was awake and was able to watch that sun rise from the water. And it was that incredible picture. Paul writes and he says that's baptism represents that to us. It represents us going down into the water and being raised up to a newness of life. He says that's a picture of Christ being buried and risen from the dead. And today as we pray, as we spend time with God, we live in this culture with this incredible fear, as if death is the worst thing that could happen to us. And while I'm not wishing death on anyone or even wanting to hasten my death or anyone else's death, God says that in Christ we have been raised from the dead. Death should no longer have power or dominion over us. And yes, there's hurt, there's sorrow, there's grieving. When a loved one dies, we miss their presence. But I'm not so sure there's grieving on their part. They're in the presence of God, if they're in Christ. You see, living in this earth, on this earth, as a part of this earth, includes dying. And we get to choose, in a sense, what we die to. We may not choose what we die from, but we can choose to die to self, to die to sin, to die to the things in this world that are temporary. And when we choose to die to those things, Christ raises us from our death into a life that is beyond description. A life that puts us on a path that leads us to eternal life with Him. An eternal life that really begins on that moment that we're raised with Christ. And it sees its fruition, its fullness, when we reach heaven. Today, as we live in these times of confusion. I've used that word a lot. I was able to take a couple days to just get away with my family. I think there's a good times where we can step back from the day-to-day hustle and bustle, no matter what that looks like. And sometimes that just grinds us down. It wears us down. And to withdraw. The Bible says that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places. And part of the reason was that whenever he was out in public, the crowds just flocked around him. They were everywhere. He could not travel. He could not go into a village, a city, a town, without people hearing about it and wanting to see him. And my life is in no means to that level. But I think every one of us has that drudgery part of life where it's not that the tasks are unbearable, it's not that they're unpleasant, they're just not ending. And I believe that's part of the reason why God says to rest. To follow the example of himself as he created everything that exists in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. To follow the example of Jesus, who would withdraw to the lonely places and pray. To spend time with his Father, to rejuvenate his spirit. Today, as I rest, and as I rejuvenate my spirit, I still wanted to spend some time to encourage those of you who follow this morning broadcast, those of you who need the encouragement, who have not been able to get away and rest, to encourage those of you who may be in a time of rest at the moment. As we approach the 4th of July holiday here in the United States at the end of this week, it's a time where many have an opportunity to rest, and yet it's a time where some are very, very busy. Just because of the nature of the people who are, quote, resting. So what would life look like for you? What would life look like for me if our resting was in Christ? If our resting was in an awareness that I've been raised from the dead? You see, I believe we end up with this incredible peace. I know that's what I felt as that old hymn came to mind. Not only an incredible peace, but an incredible calling. I believe it's out of our times of rest that God says, I have work to do. And I have work for you to do. So rest up and get ready. If you remember the story of Elijah and how there were times, and a time specifically after the incredible showdown on Mount Carmel where he became terrified for his life. And he would hide. And God would allow him times to rest because he needed that to prepare him for what was to come. And so today, whether you're in a season of rest or whether you're trudging through the weariness of life, don't feel guilty about resting, as long as resting isn't your lifestyle. God wants us to work. He says, whatever you do, work at it with all your might, as working for the Lord, not for men, not for people. And that work looks different from person to person. We have been gifted uniquely by God to do the good works he created in advance for us to do. And so today, I don't know what your day looks like. I'm not even sure what my day is going to look like. But let's start it with rest. Even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10, 20 minutes, spend time resting in the Lord. Allow him to rejuvenate your spirit, to fill you with his presence in a way that empowers you for whatever today will bring. And at whatever today brings, face it, address it, work at it as one working for the Lord. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God who loves us, a God that has raised us from the dead in Christ. Father, there's much that we really needed to die from and to die to die to sin, to die to self, to die to greed and lust and favoritism and prejudice and anger and hatred, and the list could go on and on. And as we follow you and we die to those things that are not of you, we find ourselves being risen from the dead to a new life. And God, as we walk and we live that new life, may it never be the same. And may there be seasons of rest, whether it's throughout the day, whether it's time set aside throughout the year, whatever that looks like, may the rest come from you. And may the rest be in Christ, in you. God, I continue to pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth. I pray that the hatred and anger would be gone, that the love of you, the love we have for one another, that those that are in Christ would rise up and be a shining beacon of hope and light, just as this sun behind me is shining brightly. May we look like that to the world that needs to see hope. That it cannot be missed, that they see you in us. God, today, may we live as those who have been risen from the dead. May we value the practice of baptism that creates that picture of Jesus being buried and risen. Oh, Father, today, may the things that we do, may the things that we say represent Jesus well. I pray for the children in our homes and in our communities. Children have been heavy on my mind throughout this, really ever since the school buildings began to close down and all of the activities, or so many of the activities that they would be involved in, kept getting canceled one after the other. I pray that our families, our parents would be strengthened and encouraged, that the extra time with their children would be a valuable time and not an overwhelming burden. For the extra work that it does put on to parents, I pray that you would pour out upon them an extra sense of peace and patience, that your goodness would overcome the struggles, the friction that exists. And Father, in the midst of this, that our children would grow up to be better encouragers of others as they receive the encouragement that you provide in this time. God, today, may our life represent Jesus well. May the things that we share on social media, may the phone calls we make, may the cards that we send be an encouragement to people. Father, may the worship that we offered to you yesterday, as we gathered, whether it was in person or online or however it was, may that worship continue today in whatever we do. Father, if we're busy at work, if we're busy resting, if we're busy enjoying life, help us to stay focused on Jesus. May the things that we gather from Him be the things that the world sees in us. And Father, as we spend time focused on being raised from the dead, may we recognize that means something. It means we're alive. We're no longer dead. And the fruits of death no longer have to control us. And so, God, may you bring new life into every person listening to this today. I pray that they would recognize the deadness that sin brings no longer has to be in charge, but rather the life that we have in Christ now reigns supreme, not just over the world, not just in heaven, but in us. And as I pray, Father, I do pray according to that song that was brought to mind this morning, that we would hear that Macedonian call, that call from those needing help. Those needing help to find you, those needing help just to get through life. And as we hear that call, as it goes out over these restless waves, oh, Father, we live in a time where life is filled with these restless waves. The restless waves of a COVID-19 pandemic. The restless waves of a social unrest and a cry for justice. The restless waves of hatred and anger. The restless waves of confusion and chaos. Father, the life is full of restless waves, and as your call goes out over those restless waves, send the light. Oh, Father, may we be that light that you send. The light that goes out into these restless waves of life. Father, it's always been so challenging to me to read where you call us the light of the world. It's so easy to see you as the light of the world. But when you say to your followers, you are the light of the world, it's like, wow, me? I don't know about that. And yet in Christ, I am raised from the dead so that I can represent the true light. And that's Jesus. And so, Father, today, in whatever each of us do, may we carry the light of Jesus over these restless waves of life. May we share the good news that in Christ, all can be risen from the dead. We no longer have to live in our sin. We no longer have to live in fear of death, knowing that it has been defeated. Oh, Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunities that you give me, the opportunities to serve and to live and to share and to love and to rest. And God, may each one of us rise as this sun did this morning, and may we shine brightly for Jesus, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I know the lighting is kind of harsh because of the brightness behind me, but while I was out here, I thought, well, I'm going to record the morning devotion early, because like I said to begin with, I didn't bring everything I needed to record it live, but may your day be richly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.